Cry Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock, a feature produced by Gustavo Ríos. Today we bring you Los Piojos. Los Piojos, literally the Lice, were established in late 1988. They were a group of friends in the neighborhood of El Palomar, Caseros and Villavoye, in the western suburbs of Buenos Aires. The band was integrated back then by Andrés Ciro Martínez, vocals, Daniel Fernández, or Piti, on guitar, Miguel Ángel Rodríguez on bass, Daniel Buira on drums and Pablo Guerra on guitar. There was a keyboard player, Lisa Dicione. There was also a sax player, Martín Staffolani. In 1989 and 1990, they began performing in small stages of Buenos Aires City and the suburbs. In Villa Gesell, during the summer of 1990, they began their presentations in small stages of Buenos Aires. And in 1990, they received the thrust when they were chosen by a renowned band, such as Los Redondos, as the revelations of the year. In 1991, they were invited to take part in the anti-racist music festival of the Third World that was held in Paris. They share the stage with groups from Mali, Burkina Faso, Morocco, Cuba, Spain and France. Then they started working on their first album that was released in 1992 called Chuck to Chuck. In 1993, they continue performing a lot. They tour the interior of Argentina, mainly the province of Buenos Aires. They went to cities such as Bahía Blanca and Mar del Plata, but also Rosario and Santa Fe. And then they recorded their second album, I, released in late 1994. Let us listen now, yes, to a little bit of the music of Los Piojos, the band we are introducing today as part of our cycle on the history of Argentine rock.
Ya
Well, that was Desde Lejos No Se Ve, You Can't See It From Afar, a live version of this classic song by Los Piojos. Continue with their story, let's focus on the year 1996 now, because they released their third album that was a breakthrough and became a top seller. That's when they became a massive band, hugely famous. Tercer Arco, Third Archway, was the name of that third record. Became gold in just a matter of days, and soon was a double platinum. There was a song called El Farolito that headed the rankings on several radios, and there was a song and a video clip called Maradó, dedicated to Diego Armando Maradona, which was an MTV Top 10. Azul, the fourth album of the band, was released in 1998, early 1998. Then came Ritual, the fifth album, which was a live album, recorded in 1999 at the Obras Stadium, commemorating their 10 years. In 2000, they lost one of the members because the original drummer, Daniel Buira, quit the band. They started working on the follow-up, and they recruited a new drummer. The follow-up was released in 2000, called Green Landscape of Hell, their sixth album. Then Huracanes en Luna Plateada, another live album. In 2003, Máquina de Sangre, Blood Machine, that included another massive hit, Como Ali. And in December, they accomplished a huge goal that very few bands, rock bands from Argentina, ever achieve, which is playing at the most important arena of Argentina, River Plate Stadium. They play for 70,000 people. In October of 2006, they released their first DVD called Ghosts Fighting Against the Wind, with songs recorded and registered during concerts in another stadium of Buenos Aires, Boca Juniors. Now let's play the biggest, I'm pretty sure that this is the biggest hit by Los Piojos, together with El Farolito. It's a song that is a staple of bonfire sing-alongs. When people gather around the fire, or there is a party and somebody has got a guitar, this is a pretty easy tune to play and to sing. Everybody knows it by heart, and it's called Tan Solo, So Lonely.
Tirada en la mesa, desnuda, toda rebalsada. Apuras el vaso, vas perdiendo el paso, y en la mesa ya no hay nada. Borrachas a la puerta, cerraste y quedó abierta, y puedo escuchar tu llamada. Oh,
With this song by Los Piojos Tan Solo, we are coming to the end of this installment of History of Argentine Rock. We all need to add that Los Piojos disbanded about 14 years ago, and the lead vocalist, Ciro, embarked on a pretty successful solo career. They also suffered after they separated the loss of one of the founding members, Daniel Fernandez, Daniel Pitti Fernandez, who died in a car crash after the band disbanded. And that was Los Piojos on the airwaves of RAI, Argentina to the World, as part of our cycle on the history of Argentine rock.